Welcome to Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B, where life meets destiny, transforming dreams into reality. A place to discuss life and living it as it relates to our overall physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Let's get into it.
Thank you for tuning in again to another episode of Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B. I am your host, Veronica Burnett Hunter, Master Trainer and Motivational Extraordinaire. If this is your first time joining, I would like to welcome you. I hope that you will find this experience extremely educational and beneficial to your growth and moving forward. If you are a returning listener, I would like to thank you for being a faithful participant. Now, if you have not subscribed to my channel yet, my question is, why not? You are missing out on some good stuff. If you are watching by way of YouTube, please click the subscribe button at the bottom right corner of your screen. Then that way you can be notified when new episodes are posted. Now, if you are listening by way of podcast, I encourage you to subscribe to my channel on whatever platform you're using to stream so you too can stay up to date with the latest and greatest episodes. Now, do me a favor, please share with your family and friends. That way we can all walk through this purpose with purpose in this lifelong journey of what? Let's all say it together. Making life happen. That's right. We're going to do the ding dang thing, right? We're going to make life happen. So this is the last day of the month of September. September 30th, I think. Yes, September 30th, which is September is considered Mental Health Awareness Month. And we've been focusing on self-care all month. So for this last episode, episode number 4, I want to talk about the power of forgiveness and share a few nuggets about how to maneuver in the realm of forgiveness. Forgiveness. What is it? When you think about forgiveness, what do you think about? Well, we ought to be thinking about canceling a debt, right? Forgive me, forgive my loans, of course. I wish somebody would forgive those. I only have a few dollars left. All right, just go ahead and forgive them. This can be a natural debt like money or some sort of substance. Oh, it could be something somebody borrowed. It doesn't necessarily have to be money, just anything anybody borrowed and they just failed to pay it back. You know, let me tell you something. The best way to get rid of someone, loan them some money. You really want to get rid of that person? Consider loaning them some money. See what happens. I'm not guaranteeing you that it's going to work. But that if you want to get rid of them, just give it a shot, right? Now, it can be an emotional debt of pain where someone wronged or hurt you. But forgiveness is all about letting go. Letting go of the feelings that come with anger, that come with resentment toward the person that committed the offense, right? That's what forgiveness is. It is easier said than done. I'm not sitting here telling you that, oh, I can just forgive them and it just go away. No, that's not necessarily so, because some of the offense that happened to you was traumatic. It was harmful. It was very extremely painful. And it took some time to get over it. But forgiveness is not only freeing them, but most importantly, it's freedom for you. It's freedom for me. So freedom from the stress of carrying the burden, the frustration of what happened. That's what forgiveness is all about. Now, consider this. Most of the time when we are upset with someone, they're not even thinking about us, right? They're not thinking about what they did. They're going on about their life. And we're the ones that are walking around and carrying the weight of the wrongful act. Think about it. They may have even forgotten about it. You just never know. So they are really living rent-free in our heads, in our thoughts, causing us to act out in ways that may not be so unpleasant, right? So let me give you an example. Let me tell you a story. That was a time when I, you remember, I always told you I was going to be honest with you, right? And I was going to tell you about my little silly self and just stuff that I did. Hopefully you'll find yourself in here. We can laugh about it because now it's funny, now that I'm not having to deal with it. And not saying that I'm perfect. I still deal with stuff. I'm going to always deal with stuff. As long as I'm in this flesh body, I'm going to deal with some stuff. The issue is I'm going to have moments. I am just learning not to let those moments have me, right? So let me just tell you, there was a time when I was angry with someone for something that they did, and I felt justified. Because I never confronted that person about it, every time I saw them, ooh, my blood would boil. I avoided them at all costs. Subsequently, that anger turned into what? Unforgiveness. However, this person was clueless because they would always want to carry on a conversation with me. It would be about one thing or another. Come here, Veronica, let me talk to you. Da, da, da. And it was like something just went all through me. It's like, ugh. Because in my mind, I was thinking, go away. Why are you talking to me? But I'm trying to keep it together. You know, my mouth is not thinking. I have to worry about seeing facial expressions sometimes, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not the only one. But God convicted me, right? Because it was one day when that person went to hug me. And when they went to hug me, say, hey, how you doing? It was like, oh, y'all know that feeling. Literally something went, and I stiffened up like a board. It was like, I didn't say it with my mouth, but everything in me locked up and locked down. And it's like, if you don't get away from me. But I got convicted. Am I the only one? I got scared one time. Am I the only one? Do you pop everybody like this, or is it just me? But anyway, I got convicted. And he let me know, you're walking in unforgiveness. And when I heard the word unforgiveness, I was like, ooh. That's not good. I need to get that right. Now, think about it. Even though they did what they did, I was the only one that was bothered by it because clearly one of two things happened or was going on. They knew what they did and didn't care, or they didn't have a clue how it affected me. Now, I'm pretty sure I lost a few tiddlywinks as a result of being angry. And because I was pretty steamed about it, I absolutely am positive. If I think back, I probably did lose a few tiddlywinks. But not many, but I did lose some. And that was not worth it. So guess what? In order to relieve myself of that pressure, I put my big girl panties on. Yep, sure did. And I went and apologized for holding on to that offense. Why you apologize? You didn't do it. But I was the one that was being affected by it. And if apologizing to that person for carrying an offense, it could alert them and let them know, you did something to me that I didn't like. You did something to me that offended me. And it's an opportunity to get it right. It's an opportunity to have a talk about it. It's an opportunity to conversate about it. Whatever. I just know for me, they may never admit it. So my response in that moment would be, well, okay, you just sit there while I get free. How about that? Now, did they ever apologize for it? No. But I will never allow my freedom to be held hostage by an apology that I may never get. So that's my advice to you. I encourage you to not allow yourself to be held hostage, not allow yourself to be stressed out, not allow yourself to be angry and frustrated and become bitter by an apology you may never get. Now, here's something else we need to understand about forgiveness. Just because you have forgiven someone does not mean that you have to continue to be subjected to their stuff. I do not give a happy kitty who it is, family, friend, foe, or frenemy. Let me repeat that. I don't care if it's a family member, a friend, a frenemy, or a foe. You don't have to subject yourself to that. You have the right to walk away. Here's some food for thought. Check this out. My puppy, who I love dearly, grew up beautiful dog, beautiful. Little bitty puppy, little somebody, little, you know, attitude, bougie. Dog was a hot mess. Grew up and for some reason became quite vicious. Like, whoa, what's going on with you? Now, every time I tried to attempt to get the close or just want to cuddle or something, even tried to feed the crazy dog, he would attack me by growling and nipping at me. I didn't quite understand what the heck and why he was behaving such a way. Because I did everything I thought I could do to make him feel loved and cared for. But this behavior continued over time as he grew. It continued. As the relationship between me and that dog grew, he continued to get a little bit more precarious. Now, what was I to do? Think about it. I love my dog. If I didn't, I wouldn't have brought him home with me and cared for him the way that I did. I love my dog. And I could not see getting rid of him and putting him down. Because most people either give him away, take him back to the shelter, just put him down. However, it would not be wisdom to continue to put myself in harm's way. In harm's way. So I decided to put some distance between him and me. That way we both could be safe. Found him a safe space away from me until he decided to behave properly. And in case that never happened, what was I to do? So, am I going to stop loving my dog? Nope. I still love my dog. But I know being in and around him for me was not safe. I wrote this back in 2016. It is a fable. It is not a true story. But the motto is, and this is what I want you to get. Just because you love and have forgiven someone, that does not mean you have to continue to subject yourself to physical, emotional attacks, abuse, or danger of any kind, right? Continue to love them, yes, and absolutely. But sometimes it's necessary to put a safe distance between you and the person or people until they recognize they are wrong, they have problems, and are willing to correct their behavior. Now, unfortunately, this may never happen. So you must do what's best for you, right? Another unfortunate thing is that so many of us, over time, for some reason or another, I believe it has something to do with believing that we're doing the right thing, believing that we're doing the Christian thing, believing that we're doing the humble thing, believing that we would do the thing that Jesus would do. So many of us have been led to believe that true forgiveness means continuing in a relationship or staying in a situation because you have decided to forgive the acts of the offender. See, let me tell you something about people. People be peopling and they're going to do stuff. This is why, if you read, Jesus had to hide himself. Even he had to get away from people at times, right? So therefore, we have to also follow pursuit and get away from people at times. This is a misconception to think that just because I forgave you, that I'm going to continue to be your friend, be around you, put myself back in that situation. No. Right now, because you have shown me who you are, you have shown me who you are capable of being, you have shown me that you are capable of hurting me. Huh, I forgive you, but I'm going to set boundaries now. Setting boundaries, that's a must. That's a huge part of self-care, right? Unfortunately, this sometimes includes the family members. And let me tell you something. One thing about family, you cannot help, we cannot help who we are born to, but we get to choose who we give access to. Let me say that one more time. We can't help who we're born to, but we get to choose who we give access to. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, Jesus says, who is my mother? Who is my father? In other words, what he was saying was, who is my family? His family are those that do the will of the Father, right? I'm sorry. If you being evil and mean and hateful and nasty, that to me is not being or doing the will of the Father. We ought to love one another. We ought to respect one another. We ought to treat one another with kindness, with love, and all the fruits of the Spirit. Golden rule, treat other people like you want to be treated, okay? So do what's best for you, and you choose who you allow to give access to, okay? And here's another thing, because I know it happens quite a bit. It happened to me not too long ago, actually. I had to give myself some grace, so I am encouraging you to also give yourself some grace. And what I mean by this is forgive and release yourself. Easier said than done. Again, part of self-care is forgiving yourself, releasing yourself of any guilt that you may be feeling as a result of having to distance yourself from people, places, and things. It is absolutely okay. And what comes with that is a sense of guilt. Well, if I've forgiven them, then, you know, I need to, no, you need to take care of you. That does not mean that you have not forgiven them. That does not mean that you don't care for them. That does not mean that you don't love them. It simply means that you love yourself more. And you need to take care of you. Because if you don't take care of you, you will be in no condition to take care of anybody else or any other part of your life. How can we make life happen if we're not taking care of ourselves? So setting boundaries is an absolute must when you're talking about self-care. This self-care thing is no joke, you all. It takes intentional and forced discipline. It takes us getting over ourselves. That means loving ourselves, getting over ourselves. Loving ourselves, getting over ourselves enough to love ourselves, regardless of how anybody else may feel and how they are telling us we need to be responded or we should be responded. Don't allow anybody to hold you hostage. Don't allow anybody to tell you how to feel. Nobody gets to tell you how to feel. Nobody gets to tell you that they didn't hurt you. You feel what you feel. So, my encouragement to you is to do what you need to do, set some boundaries, place some distance. If you have to take some time off from a relationship, from places and things and people, that's okay. Do what you need to do. Get your mind together so you can do what's necessary for you. You can do this. I know you can, because you are more than a conqueror. You're stronger than you think, right? You got this. I encourage you. The challenge is, I wasn't going to give you a challenge, but the challenge is, think about every toxic place in your life Think about how it is not benefiting you and how you can put some distance between you and that toxic situation or that toxic person. Doesn't mean, again, that you don't love them. Because I guarantee you, there's a way that we can care for people and do for people without connecting ourselves to them in such a way that keeps us in bondage, right? So again, be very intentional and exercise some forced discipline when it comes to your own self-care. All right? I know you can do it. I believe in you. You got this. Now, if these episodes have been a blessing to you, please contact me. Let me know. info@trainerv.com. I would love to hear from you. Let's talk. If you have any upcoming events and you would like to book me for a conference, seminar, workshop, I do them all. You can reach out to me at info@trainerv.com. Same address. Check out my website, trainerv.com. I'll just go and take a look at it. There's a contact button on there. You can get a contact me that way. I'll make it simple for you. Just hit the button. It'll take you right to the form. Now, I'm sure you know by now that I'm all about making life happen, right? And if I can assist you in your goals towards having a more productive life, I'm all for it. Hey, I am all for it, right? So please don't forget to like and subscribe to my channel, okay? Because I'm going to be dropping more every week, all right? This is your girl, Trainer V. I will see you next time. Thank you.